Today's daf in the Sechet Chulin, a very special daf. You're in Saba Josh's Sukkah. Is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And we are holding. You're always ahead of us all, Saba Josh. We got up to Rav Bar Shva, which is at two lines beyond the third of the way there. Rav Bar Shva, equal of Erev Nachman, Haitele Kavda Shalika Velo Achal. So what we've seen until now has been various halachas lagabi kaved. Last thing that we spoke about was whether chalita would help. We said that chalita barotchim would help, chalita in vinegar would help, and the truth is, meikra din, this really does help, even lagabi bishul, except that the geinim were knowing not to do it, because then we don't do it, but it's really b'diavad, minir matur, because of this previous gemara. And over here, the additional question, which Abaye had already raised, remember, that's what he explained his problem. The initial way that Rav Safra understood his problem was shalom. If you have a liver that was cooked for a long time, the question is whether shalok would be us. So in this case, comes along now Rav Bar Shva to the house of Rav Nachman, and they serve him stewed liver. V'lo achal, he refused to eat. Now we saw before that there were many who did eat the liver, even though it was stewed. So they went in to tell Rav Nachman, Omerle barbe rav de legav lo achal. There's a kid outside who's a smart aleck and is not eating what you're feeding him. He doesn't trust your kashrus. Umanu, what's his name? Rav Bar Shva. Amalo Rav Nachman, all right, grab his mouth, open it up, and pour the liver in. Gamolishma. Yep, then they need to call him by his name. The Shva boy, fill him up with some liver. The truth is that this is really a machlokas tanoi, kitanoi. Rabbi Eliezer omid, goimer, hakaved oseret, veina neseret. This we saw earlier, but here we want to talk about under any and all circumstances, so that the kaved indeed would aser other things. And this was the question that Abaye was wondering, whether this was a gabi iser or a gabi dam. But it itself will never become neseret. So in other words, if it's cooked by itself, doesn't matter how long you cooked it. Because I understand what your chashash is, that it will be pilate the dam, then the dam will be nesar, and then it will reabsorb it. It's ein abalat. It doesn't reabsorb. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, look, if mitubelet is oseret v'neseret, if you would soften up that liver in advance by using various spices, then you should know it would become oser, because that makes it more likely to absorb the dam. The halacha would be the same by the shluka. So too, the shluka, if it's cooked to the point where it becomes very, very soft, that's what a stew is, it's also a seret v'ne eseret. Rabba Baravuna, equal of a Rabba Barav Nachman, and Rabba Baravuna once came to Rabba Barav Nachman's house, Aitel Kamitlat Savit Tachoy. They brought him three bushelfuls of tachoy, which is very, very beautiful dough. This was on Shabbos. A very beautiful dough that they covered over with what we would call teglach, except that we boil it in oil and honey. And they would coat it, some say would coat it with animal fat, shuman and dvash, which is itself a whole question, because you're really not supposed to make fleishika bread. It's very interesting that it became a minig because of this gemara by some chassidim that the fish you would only eat with the vachadika bread, with the bread that wasn't non-challah. You wouldn't eat fish with challah. Because they used to make this, and they needed to be, it's only kosher if it's nicker that this type of bread is always made with fleishik. That way nobody's going to come to eat it with milchik. But because of that, they wouldn't eat the fish, which you don't eat with meat. They wouldn't eat the fish with any bread that was made on Shabbos, in order to avoid being nichshal in the sakon of basar and fish. So this is interesting. Not everybody holds to this, by the way. Not everybody holds it as mutter. Yeah, and it's shemen, not shuman. But in any event, they bring him this whole pile of delicious tegla. So he says to them, my goodness, you made so much for me. Mi havi yadaita diatina, you knew I was coming, that you baked me a cake. Omrulay, they're stopping so sure yourself over here. What, you think you're more important than us than Shabbos is? Mi'adifat lan mina. If you hadn't come, we make this a covered Shabbos. You're just lucky to have come in on a Shabbos. You're not more important to us than a Shabbos. Dichtiv v'karata l'Shabbat ha'oneg. Anyway, meanwhile, God didn't put him in a very good mood. So when he saw that they had a liver over there, where he found that the liver did not have a cut through the sampunot of the liver. Remember that the flesh of the liver we've been talking about all along. But how about the blood vessels that lead from the liver, or the sampuna of the kaved, in which through various substances that the liver generates drip out. Over there is blood that is actually, according to many chiyukaras, because some of this blood could come directly not from dam ha'evorim, but from actual dam ha'nefesh. And that's Buli Adama. He sees that there's still blood in there. By the way, many learned that the sugi before that we had about the kanya yesterday, where the entire internal organ piece, together with the windpipe, was all cooked together. The problem over there was the dam in the sampunais of the kaved. And once again, I mean, this is like a medical miracle that the Gemara should say that the blood from the sampunais of the kaved should be able to get out through the windpipe. Sounds absolutely ridiculous. And yet, as Rashi says in a number of places, that the dam will be nishvak from one to the other. I just saw somebody who did an actual experiment. And he did this. He took the kanya with all the internal organs attached to it, put it all into a pot, and left the kanya hanging outside of the pot. He says it was pouring blood out the whole time. So apparently, derech bishol will go through directly through. Everything goes through directly. It finds itself a way out. It goes out through the kanya. So that he said a doctor had told him to do that because derech bishol, he'll see that it's going to be mulei dam. Anyway. Getting back to the Gemara. So he complained to them. He said to them, Amalo amayavdito hachi? What are you doing over here? Why did you leave the sampunais that should be filled with blood? Amrula elahechi navid, what were we supposed to do? Amalo kiro shtiva era v'chitucha letachat. This is meant to be cut in two directions to make sure that the blood gets out. That's the dam in the sampunais itself. Leaving the cut section downwards when you are broiling it in order for the dam to come out. Now that's how Rashi wants. Tosfos understands that the only shaila over here was if the plan was to cook it in some liquid. But for Tzulia, that this is not necessary. Because over there, we're going to talk about all the Gemara at the end of the sugya goes through all of the halachas together. So we'll do that Bezrat Hashem tomorrow with that piece of Gemara. So, but in any event, this is only necessary, says the Gemara, for the liver. Hanimili kavda avotachla, the tchol, the spleen, which even though it appears to be very bloody, that is essentially shumna bi'almahu. Tosfos says it doesn't mean that it's not blood. Any blood that comes out of the tchol is the din of blood like on anywhere else. But it would be dame vorim. It's not like a particular, even though it may serve as a reservoir for blood, possibly it's one of the possible usages of the spleen, but it does not have a din of mole dam like a liver does. It's like any other organ, and it doesn't have sampunais, so there's no problem of needing chituch of the sampunais. Ki yad Shmuel avdile tafshila de tachli biyumada avid milta. And Shmuel used to actually, on a day that he needed to do hakazat adam, he would actually make a whole tafshil of tchol. He would just put tchol inside and cook it. Because over here there is no problem like we had with the liver where there would be any type of shash or bulia. Itma. Kavda ilui bisra. Now, this is all referring to, as Rashi says, dafka, to the Zman of the Gemara. Because in the Zman of the Gemara, the tanurim opened from the top, not from the side. Therefore, when they would do anything that was on a shud, it was on a spit, the spit would be the way that the spit for our shvarma spits are. That means that it's vertical. So if it's vertical, there you have the question of being able to rely on what you put on top and what you put on the bottom, as we'll discuss in a moment. But our spits, since they hang on one end and they're at an angle, when you lift them up, you may easily reverse things. And if you reverse things, you cannot rely on top and bottom. So this doesn't apply, bisman hazeh, time is rush. But in any event, the question is like this. The kaved has this problem of it's being mole dam. And so let's say that you put on the same spit, you put regular meat and liver. So what happens is you're being tsoyle all of this together. So the meat begins exuding at the same time that the liver exudes. And then, as long as it's being polate, it's not bolea, that's a claw. But after a while, It finishes being polite. The liver, meanwhile, continues to be polite dam for a very long time. So the plita of that dam perhaps would be absorbed by the meats that are underneath.
That are no longer being polite.
There's other, look, as Tosis points out, this is really a sin. The whole sugya is so seriously against the Rabbeinu Tam because we keep being machmer on liver and he keeps being makel on liver. He's telling since it was kulei dam, the Torah was mater. There's something funny about the whole trend of things. Obviously, we can answer each one. I mean, Rashi also holds that that's why we're being makel in various areas about the liver per se. But in any event, over here, if you put the liver... You put the liver, kavda iloi bisra, shori. If you put the kaved on top of basar, it's still going to be mutter. You know why? Because dam is mishrak shori. Blood is extremely slippery. So that even though the blood of the kaved is going down on the basar, it's not a problem. Because when dam is emitted, bedaket through tzli, some learn. So if it's emitted over here through tzli, that type of blood is not sticky and is actually going to just fall off directly from the basar and will not be absorbed. But on the other hand, if you put the kachal on top of basar, then it would be asur. Why? Because chalav that comes out of the kachal is sticky and it's tzruchi misra. And therefore, you don't want to have chalav that appears to be chalav be'en that is coming out, but the tzliya that is going to stick to the meat that's underneath. Now, Tosis is very bothered by this for a number of reasons. First of all, he says, what's the svara of the dam mishrak shorek? Why do we need dam mishrak shorek? Why don't we just say kabolo kapoto? Whenever something absorbs something, so then after a little bit of time, it also exudes whatever it is that it got, so that shouldn't be a problem. So here's where he brings up that question of the ribuy dam in the kaved.
Overload.
Yeah, possibly, because it continues to be polite that way after the other meat is already hardened and it's no longer going to be polite. And what about the other problem? This kechal, he says, l'chora maman afshar. If this kechal let me finish first before I get to the Tosis and say the other part. But if you do it the other way around, then it would be a problem. It would not be a problem. It's only the kachal, iloi bisu, that's a problem. Ribdimi mar narda, matne ibcha. Ribdimi mar narda is just the opposite. If the kachla is iloi bisra, it would be shori. If it's on top, it's okay, because cholav shkuta is only drabana. But if the kaved is above the basar, then it's aser, because dam is dioraita. Now, even though lechora dam, that is mevushal, is not dioraita, but since it starts off as a dioraita, so it means in a general sense it's dioraita. Question over here again, whether we're referring to the dam that comes from the kaved, which we said is gulai mutter, anyways, which shaykh is dioraita, or for the sampunais, which over there could be dioraita. There's also a sheet of Rashi that holds that only dam of chachim, that is mevushal, is not asur midiraita, not dam of chul. Okay, so there's a number of issues over here, but what Tosis is bothered by is when we come out with the halacha over here of Darsh Marima, Hilchata bein kavda, bein kachla, tuchti bisra shori, iloi bisra, the avad in lechatchila lo. The halacha is that whether you're talking about liver or you're talking about the kachal, the udder, if it's under the basar, it's mutter. If it's above the basar, it's also mutter, but only bidi avad. But you're not supposed to do it that way. So the question that Tosis raises is, why would it be mutar? Isn't the basar dripping onto the kachal? And there's chalav in the kachal. So when we're matir the basar of the kachal by itself, as Tosis had said earlier in the Masechta, but not basar of other pieces with the kachal. And if we're talking about where you had already tore open the kachal, and we're talking bakoto, then there's no milk in it. So then why is it only in one diary? It should be no problem bichlal. It should be even mutar lechatchila iloi bisra. So it doesn't really make sense, because over there we were matter to cook the chal in a pot together with basar if we already had removed everything. So he says that even though you're koreayit, this is a worse case than that, because since it's nikr be'en when it's in a state of tzliya, which never happens when you put it into a pot with a liquid, so therefore we were geyser that it just doesn't look good. And once the chalav is nikr, so we're machmer that it shouldn't be him. Ravashi ikla levei rami bar abba
chamua.
Rav Ashi came into his father-in-law's house, Remy Bar Abba. I don't think that he got along very well with his brother-in-law.
His brother-in-law.
Yeah, here he was in his father-in-law's house, and he sees Remy Bar Abba's son, the Koshapi, the Kavda, Eloi Bisra. He goes ahead, and he makes himself a shpod, a spit of the kaved above the basar, instead of the basar being on top. So he says, "Kame yore haimi rabbanon, stuck up guys. Eimu di yomar rabbanon di avad, lechatchila mi yomar. Where were the rabbanon matir this? Only b'di avad? Did lechatchila anybody said you're supposed to do this?" You see why it doesn't seem like he got along too good. I mean, instead of just talking to him, you know, make a comment about it. V'i'ika beidugi. Now, if you have a beidugi is a little bowl that you put underneath a shpud to collect the dripping liquid, and you use that as a dip. So now the problem is, of course, that you're going to have mixed blood and shuman in this beidugi. So if you have even basar on top, and the kaved is on the bottom, the beidugi can't be used. It's also asur. Why is that? I mean, either if you use a beidugi for regular meat, why can't you use a beidugi for meat where there's also kaved on the same shprud? So maishna, why is this any different than dama de bisra? Because dama de bisra is shachan, and dama de kavda is kapi. The blood that is emitted on a shvud by meat sinks to the bottom, and the shamnunis rises to the top. Masha inkein, the dam of the kaved is not heavier than the shamnunis, and it gets mixed on the top. Of course, the question is, if we're talking about dam, why doesn't the shamnunis become usher because of the tam of the dam that's in it?
They only took the fat of the pot, they never would go in deep into the bowl as the blood.
Yes, but what good is that? It's still cooked together. So we're going to see later on more about beidugis, but in any event, lemaisa, the understanding over here among the Rishonim is that the beidugi was only put there after a certain amount of tzliya, the shach says, maybe half the amount of tzliya that would be necessary. So at that point, it isn't really blood. It's like it's a red, but it's a very red-colored drip. Yeah. So because of that, mi'ikra din it's mutter. And this whole thing was a chumra, simamela, by kaved. We didn't want to mix it with the bloody sauce that was coming from it. But einochinami, we never, even with a regular piece of meat, wouldn't put real blood in there. This is like a daf that has a lot of different nekudas in it. And then at the end, we make a sikum of the various issues. So, sakin sheshachatba, if you use the knife to do shchita, you cannot use that knife to cut something that is hot. So, asur lachtoch bo rotea. Why? Because the knife itself now absorbed the dam, and you wouldn't be allowed to cut it, because then it would be chayzer and polate. So you'd have to be machshirit. And what about if you cut something that's cold? This is how Rashi. It was a big machlokas rishoni. So nein, to cut something that's cold. Amri la boy hadocha. So Rashi understands that this means that which you cut needs to be washed off. Not the knife. Va'amri la lo boy hadocha. And some say that which you cut doesn't really require even to be washed off. So here the question is, why not learn it kipshuta? In other words, if you want to cut sonein, so then you can wash the knife out. And then there'd be no problem of there being any type of shamnunis that would still be on the knife, or any dam that would be... Yeah.
There would be two problems with the knife. One would be whatever is absorbed in the knife.
That's why we just said only if it's rotea. That was the point, yeah. But the question is, why not learn kipshutai that it's talking about that you would wipe the knife off? So it's very interesting. Those Rishonim that go with the Shita of Rashi is not Masber himself, but those Rishonim that follow his Shita say that if you would have used even Hadocha Biyama, not Hagola, on the knife, you would have even been able to use the knife to cut rotea. And therefore, that can't be what the Gemara is referring to. Why is this? Because when we say that the Beis HaShechita is roteach, we don't mean it's mamish roteach to be mavlia deep into the knife, the blood. And this becomes a whole big question about what is the shear of roteach. Because the Beis HaShechita is not all that hot. If you're going to have to be machmer to call that roteach, then that means there's going to be a lot of sugyas where you're going to have to be very machmer. And there are those who actually, you know, I mean, even nowadays, they're poskim who go around measuring the Beis HaShchita to see what the lower shear of Roteach would be. But anyway, according to Ramban, another Rishonim, it doesn't literally mean Roteach. So that even though there's a little bit of absorption, but Lamaisa, if you'd wash it off, that would be enough already to be used for Roteach. Therefore, it's got to mean over here, if you cut it without any type of Hadoch of the Sakin, what would be the din of that which you cut if it was cold? And on that, it says that you would require Hadoch according to one Shita, according to the other Shita. You don't even require Hadoch. Others learn exactly the way you would have read the Sugya, which is we're referring to this, the Sakin require Hadoch, and the there would be no problem of learning it that way, because Hadoch certainly is not going to change using it for Roteach, and if we mean literally that the Beis HaShchita is Roteach, then the Sakin is going to Aser, because it will be Mavliya, Dam, into Roteach, that it had absorbed. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ka'ara Shemalach Ba'Basar. If you have a container, and you let the meat sit in that container with salt, you cannot use that container, Asur Lechol Ba'Roteach. You cannot put something hot into that container, because it's going to absorb the taste of the dam. This is Shmuel Ashitato. Shmuel Ashitato holds that Maliach, as we saw before, is Areo Kiroteach. So anything salty, and obviously the salted blood is salty. So anything salty has a din of Roteach, which we said means Roteach of Tzili. And the Kavush has a din of Mevushal. Rashi learns that Kavush means specifically, every time we talk about this, he brings Kavush as referring to either inside of vinegar or some type of...
Pickling.
It's some type of pickling thing, but not stam liquid. Now, the maisa, yeah, that's maliach. Or if it's not maliach, that it's in an echal machmas milcho, then it could be pickled, then it requires time. But as we're going to see, halacha la maisa, we're machmer on what we would call pickle, kavush, doesn't really mean pickled, and even there are many shitas that are machmer even on water if it's been there long enough, some say 24 hours or 3 days. Again, these are the sugyas we'll get into later, I just want to bring it up here. So according to that, the roteach of the salt will aser the kli from being used for your eating. Kiyata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin claimed that Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not so. Maliach is not kiroteach. Kavush is not kimavushal. Omer Abaya, no, pay no attention to Ravin. It's obviously wrong. How did Ravin let? And I'll tell you why. Because there was a pinka, which was by Rabbi Ami. And that pinka is like a cheap piece of cheres, that sort of throwaway coffee cups that they had in those days. Of course, they didn't have coffee, but what can you do? But there was a pinka by Rav Ami that had been used for salting meat, Malach Beit Yisrael. And he broke it. The Tavre, he broke it. And why would he break it? Obviously, it can't be machshir, because it's made out of earthenware. But he broke it, which means that it wasn't usable. And by the way, this becomes one of the major sugyas, this man has a... believe it or not. Why? No. Why did he have to break it? Why couldn't he use it for tzeinig? So now the Ripke Vigor says that's dafka because it's a piece of junk. And that's why we're referring to it as a pinka. What if it would be a good set? So then you wouldn't break it, says the Ripke Vigor. It became a whole big issue. Where Moshe has a tshuva on it, where he does not, he slugs up the Ripke Vigor for many different sugyas, and he disagrees that it has nothing to do with it being something that is not a hefsin meruba. That even if it would be a hefsin meruba, you can't use it. But anyway, Michti, Reb Ami was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan, okay? So you tell me why did he break it? If he's a Talmud of Reb Yochanan, he would only have broken it as Mishum de Shmiel Emined Reb Yochanan, Yomer Maliach Ariyo Kiroteah. He must have known that his Rebbe held Dafka yes like Shmuel. Not the way Ravin is claiming that he held not like Shmuel, because if he held not like Shmuel, then the Pinka would be kosher. Yasi Rav Kana, Achud Rav Yehuda Kamid Rav Huna. Rav Kana was the brother of Rav Yehuda, was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he was saying over that a ki'ara shemalach ba'basar asur lechol ba'roteach. First of all, you have this container that was used for malicha. You cannot use it for something warm. And tznon shechatchol b'sakin, if you cut through a radish with a knife, and that knife was a fleshiger knife, So mutar lechlo bekuta. You'd be allowed to eat that snon together with a milk. Kakutach was a cheese dip that they had. So it was a strongly milked thing. And the point over here is that there is a taste of meat in it. And nonetheless, he says it's butter. My timer. Omer Abai, I had terabola. Vai isurabal. There's two different things. The ka'ara, you think it's the same thing, right? Because they're both, one of them is absorbing the taste of the dam because of maliyah. The tznon is absorbing, there's a number of issues by the tznon, which we're going to get into later on many times. And that is two things. Duchke de sakina and the churpe of the tznon. One has to do with the pressure that a knife puts on something. So remember, the whole point of a knife, the way that it works, is by putting on thousands of pounds of pressure per square inch, by concentrating all of that pressure on a tiny little area. And because of that, it separates the molecular bonds at that point. So the sharper the knife is, the more pressure it's really putting on a tiny area. But because of that, that pressure also forces in any material that's on the knife under pressure. And therefore, even though normally we need heat, as we know, pressure is as good as heat for many, many different things. So putting pressure itself doesn't require friction. So the pressure inserts the ingredients of the shamnunis into the tznot. Therefore, it ought to be usur. So in other words, don't try to tell me the difference between the dam and between the fleshiks is absorption. Because the absorption rate of the pressure of the knife, or the fact that the tznon is very sharp, or a combination of the two, as we'll see, the tznon is very sharp, and because of that, immediately takes on the shamnunis. So there, it should be the same. And nonetheless, we're saying one is aser, and one is mutter. Why is that? Says Abaye, the reason is because the tznon absorbed heter, not iser. And the pot that had the blood in it started off with iser. So for a blia, we're makbid on a blia of iser, but we're not makbid on a blia of heter. Omele Rova, who cares? What kind of crazy sword is that? Mikibola heter, why does it have anything to do with what it was at the time that you absorb it? Sov. It's a heter d'atili de'isur. I don't understand. If lamaisa the tam is there, and now you're going to put this stone into this pot of milchiks, and it's got a fleshka taste in it, so why isn't it a tam that's going to be bali de'isur? I don't understand what you're saying. So then he's eating isur. What are we looking at the blia? Where'd you get an idea that there's like a magical halacha about blia? Blia is simply a question of a taste. Is the taste there? Is the taste not there? If at the time that you're going to be eating it, this taste is going to be gar and basar b'chola, so who cares what it was at the time that you were bullied. Elo Amarava, look, the only difference is because the tznon is kosher, so you can taste it and see if it tastes like meat, that's all. So we're saying it's mutter, meaning it's mutter. If you tasted it, you saw it's not meaty, so there's no problem of eating with kuta. But how are you going to taste the dam? Hi, lo ev shalimitame. Omele Rav Papa, well, why not? I just think you can ask your guy to eat it, something hot from that pot. And if he says it doesn't taste bloody, so then it shouldn't be a problem. L'tami kapila arma. I mean, you were the one, actually. I mean, remember, we had that old Mishnah. Kidei rasha bishel ba-basar. Lo yavasha ba-chala. V'im bishel ba-notein tam. Bishel ba-truma lo yavasha ba-chulin. V'im bishel ba-notein tam. And come on, you were the one who said this over. That bishleim is the part about the truma. Okay, you can have a kohen taste it to see if you can taste the truma, and then there won't be a problem. But how can we give a din of basar b'chalav and say it goes according to the tam? Who's going to taste basar b'chalav? And you said the pshat. Marlan lita mekapila nuchra. You said, let a guy taste it. So now how come over here you're saying that, no, there's a difference, because over here you can't taste it, over here you can't taste it. Tokinami the tabi kapila, says Rava. Did I say that you can't? Tokinami, if you have a kapila, fine. Kikamina de like a kapila. All I'm saying is, if there's any difference, that's the only difference, that you could get into a pickle with the dam container, because you don't have somebody to taste it, but you'll never be in a pickle when it comes to the other issue, which is the taste in the tznon. Pickle itself, by the way, is not considered to be a davar chor for Markandu, but it itself is kovash. Huh?
A pickled cucumber.
A pickled cucumber.
Right.
Yes, what we call a pickle for a nickel, the whole business. Okay, so therefore, that's all I was referring to when there's no kapila. Now here comes a really, really very nogea sugya, in which the Ashkenazim would be very well advised to follow the Sfardim because life is a lot easier. And this is the famous sugya of dagim shalu b'kara. So what happened over here is you cooked dagim and you put it into a boiling hot pot, fleshik, a pot that you just used to cook your steak in. And now the question is, are you allowed to eat that fish with butter? Kutach. So, Rav Amar Asur Lachlan B'Kutach. Rav says you're not allowed to eat the fish with Kutach. Shmuel says you are allowed to eat the fish B'Kutach. Rav Amar Asur, he says, look, clearly the fish are going to taste of meat. I mean, it's a Ben Yaimai, you just used it, so you can't use it with Chol. It's a nice same time. Shmuel says, Mutter says, that time is not called a time. Why? Because it's a nosein tam bar nosein tam. It's a second order tam. This is usually referred to as not bar not, because that's how it's always, you know. So it's not bar not. Why is it nosein tam bar nosein tam? Because the taste of the basar first had to go into the container, the ka'ara. Then the ka'ara had to put it into the fish. So now you've got a highly attenuated second order tam. Is an attenuated second order tam considered to be, and this is only legabi basar b'chola ma'alach, is it considered to be a tam to create basar b'chola with an attenuated tam? For iser mamish, we're not being mater, not banat. So that we had the case before, we're not going to say something that had the tam in it, and then it went into something else. That's the standard situation of a pot that has iser in it, is not banat, that we don't use. But over here, we're talking about not banat de hetera. Not banat de hetera is basar b'cholav. So the fleshix is perfectly kosher, the milchix is perfectly kosher. Is a nosein tam bar nosein tam going to become usser when it's mixed with the taste of the other species? If it had been washed. If it wasn't a Ben Yomo pot, then even the holy Ashkenazim are matir, except your wife and my wife and any wife. I mean, you'll never catch them dead putting, what do you mean? This was cooked in a fleshika pot. How can I put it inside of my milchika potatoes?
Okay, but, that's dead.
You know, the famous response, but the halach of the Shulchan Aruch says it's fine. Your Shulchan Aruch is going to trafe up my whole kitchen. But there's absolutely no problem if it's not a Ben Yoma. But by the Svardim, this is even lechatchila if it's a Ben Yoma. There are some Svardim that have been trying recently to turn themselves into Ashkenazim and to asser it only, that it's only b'di'avad that it's kosher, but it never meant lechatchila it's kosher. But the Rav Avadia has come down quite hard on it. And since the same Rav Avadia holds that with a new bris mila, any Ashkenazi can become a Sfarni, so there's always an option. No, he's Mekel on the bris part, but he says that since the Sfarni were the only real... So. Okay, in any event, Rav himself was quoted over here as saying that not bar not is usser. Never said that. It was assumed that he had said that from a Maisa Shahoya. So Hada Rav Lav Beferish Itma Elami Chlola Itma. He said something that led people to think that that's what he held. The Rav Ikla Levei Reb Shimi Bar Chia, who was his grandson. So he came to his grandson's house and he had problems with his eyes. Chosh Beina. His grandson made him some shaifa, bitsa'a, inside of this lead-coated, like a china thing. And he made him some of the shaifa, which is some very sharp eye cure, mishcha. And afterwards, they cleaned it out, and they used the same tsa'a for a stew. So Ramele Bishula Begava, toyim late time of the shaifa, and Rav could still taste the taste of the eye medication in it. Omar, so he says, my God, Yoiv Taima Kule Hai. It's considered to be a Tam Ad Gidekach. So everybody assumed that meant that Rav is not Stam shooting off his mouth. He clearly was trying to say that you see that it's considered to be a Tam Gomur, even though it's only a Nat Barnat. Well, but Rav is Stam making a loose comment. So it must be that was his Sichas Chulin, is that he was saying, oh, it's Sichas Chulin. So it defines all Masechta. So it's Nat Barnat was also. Oh, that says the Gemara of Elohim. But that's not true, because the truth is that the Shaifa was exceedingly bitter. It was Nafish Merara, so it was some type of plant that was medicinally good. But it's not usually, and therefore, we were jumping to conclusions. Maybe Rav thought that at the time, but then discovered that it was not a normal condition of a foodstuff that would be not Ranat. So it's Nafish Merara Tvei. Rabbi Elazar was going kamei the marshmul, and I tell a kamei dagim shalu bekara v'kocha bekuta. So Rabbi Elazar was standing there in front of marshmul. They brought marshmul fish exactly like this that had been in a fleshika fresh pot that they just used to cook a steak in, and Shmuel was eating it with his butter and his cheese. Some bring a raya from here that obviously there's no problem in eating fish with cheese. Now we know that the Shulchan Aruch says not to eat fish with cheese, even though some of the Farshim say that here, apparently, the Beis Yosef had mixed basar b'cholav, meaning that he switched basar, because fish is not supposed to be basar, not fish is not supposed to be b'cholav. But the Sfardim have ended up becoming zayir in this, not to eat some of them. Kivan sheyatza mipiv, no, together. He saw you eating fish with milk.
It was
lox and cream cheese.
He was actually
terrible.
What is this?
This is
terrible.
Yeah.
Lox
and cream cheese. Can you imagine?
This used to be a
Hasidic
thing.
Really?
Yeah, my grandmother when we wanted a glass of milk. In my mother's house, it wasn't a problem.
A glass of milk is different. There was a whole shiloh among the doctors. Again, I mean, these things change, obviously, with time. But a few centuries ago, there was they checked with all the great mumchim about this issue, whether it was any makar for the Beis Yosef. And one of the great doctors of the time was actually was Mechaber Sfarim. So he says that he asked all of the mumchim. The mumchim said that even though to drink a glass of milk after eating fish, it's a tremendous sakana. I mean, you can actually die from this. It's such a terrible sakana. Right? It's amazing. Such a terrible sakana. But not cheese dishes. Only a glass of milk. So it could be that she had a family that was nice. There are people that are nice that way. We're nice specifically not to drink milk because of this. But not like the Sfardim, not to eat bagel and lox. I mean, it'd be a disaster. What are they doing on Sunday morning? Well, they, I understand. They can't go to shul Sunday. I don't know. Anyway, but the issue over here, of course, had nothing to do with any of that. The issue over here was the other question, whether you have to worry about not barnat. Shmuel was happily munching away on fish that had been cooked in a fresh fleshik pot, and he was eating with kutach. So he gave some to Rabbi Elazar. He refused to eat. So Shmuel says, "Ach chutzpah, l'rabcha yahivi levachal. I gave your Rebbe some of this stuff and he ate it, which is Rab. And you're not going to eat it." So Rabbi Elazar didn't understand that, because Rav had always held of this, because of this maisa, held that not barnat is aser. Atulakami to Rav. See, when to Rav, Amalei Adar Beimar Mishmai today. Has Rabbi changed his mind about whether it's mutter to eat not barnat? Amalei, please, he's screwing around with your brain. Chasmei Lazare da Abba Ba'abad Lisfer, immediately or severely, while you think Shmuel would ever chas for showing slip me something that I didn't hold of eating. He was playing around with you. He never gave it to me. So the Ritva says, how does Shmuel tell him that I gave it to your Rebbe? What if he would have eaten it? He says he was just exaggerating, you know. Push him, see what he would do. Huh? You push people, see what they do, you know. This becomes interesting because of the question of Scott. I mean, it becomes a question about whether if you hold something as mutter, you have a right to give it to somebody who holds something as usher because he's following a different sheet. Now, even though he's saying chasle, the chas v'shalom Abba Baraba's son was Shmuel. Shmuel's father, remember, was Abba Baraba from Mice and Brochas. But that's special because of his relationship to me. But maybe in Archinami, maybe you can play around with Rabbi Elazar's brain and give him something. Reminds me, don't pass him like that. Pass him that you're not supposed to. I don't give it. The other question is more interesting. If you hold something as us, or can you give it somebody else as mutter? It's also a question. Rav Huna and Rav Chiya Barashi were on opposite sides of the Mavra Desura. Mavra Desura, even though Mavra usually means the ferry boat, in this case, Most learned that it means the river that cuts through Surah. And one is on one side, Chad Ba'ayd Yisra'vavra, and Chad Ba'ayd Yisra'mar. So the one is on either side. Lamar, Aitele Dogim Shalu Bekara, Va'acha Bekuta. One of them was fed Dagim, that was not Barnat Shaila, that was a Ben Yoimai, and he ate it, Bekutach. To the other one, Lamar, Aitele Te'enim Va'anavim, they brought him various fruits that are normally eaten as a dessert after the suda, and they brought it in the middle of the meal, betocha suda, and he ate it. He didn't make a bracha on the fruit, so each one attacked the other one. So Mar Omar Lechavre once shouts to the other, "Hey jerk, yasma." Yasma means Rashi says yasma. I believe Rashi says remember. Is beloy das, doesn't he say that here? Yes, beloy das. But why is that? Because das is the child of chokhmah and bina. So you have chokhmah, bina, and das is what's yaitzim into chokhmah bina. So if you're a yosim, then you don't have chokhmah or bina, then you can't have das. So yasma was a way to say you're a jerk. Yeah? Yeah. No, no, it's not ignoramus. No, das is not ignoramus. It's called Talmud Chokhm Shembo Das. It's the opposite. I'm saying you're a jerk. Avid Rab Chachi, would your Rebbe have done something like that? Because he was a Talmud of Rab. Umar Omar Lechavre, Yasme, you jerk. Avid Rab Chachi, would your Rebbe do something like that? So each one for Enford by having a different Rebbe. So Umar Omar Lechavre, I hold like Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, Dogim Shalom Bekara is mutter, because not Banar is okay if a Tera. Umar Omalei Lechavri, I hold the Rebbe Chiya. The Tani Rebbe Chiya, pot poteret kol minei ma'achal. That pot will actually allow you to eat anything, even things that are not coming the lafet et ha-pot, if they're coming inside of the su'uda, it also poters. And therefore, I don't make a bracha since I'd already washed. The yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Anything that you're going to drink after wine does not require a bracha rishena, even though it's not necessarily eaten together with a wine. It's a din in the bracha, not a din in the tfelos to the pas. There are some that... No? No. There are those who hold, yeah. There's people who are mako because they heard a kiddush and didn't drink wine and then they don't make a bracha. That nobody holds to go out to them. Okay, then the hilchita we'll talk tomorrow so we can put everything sort of together. Rav Bar Shva, equal of Erev Nachman, Aitele Kavda Shlika Velo Achal. Amrule to Rav Nachman, hey, there's some kid out there that's not eating. What's his name? Rav Bar Shva. All right, says Rav Nachman. Force it down his throat. Gam Shva. Kitanoi. Reb Eliezer Omer.
He doesn't
have
liver. I don't need my liver
right now. Hakavid Oseret Ve'inane Eseret. Look, mitubelet is oseret v'neseret, and shluka is oseret v'neseret. The reason, by the way, that I was masbet the way that I did is because it wasn't put together. Mitubelet v'shluka oseret v'neseret. It's mashma that mitubelet, everybody's agreed. So if that's the case, shluka oseret v'neseret. Rabba bar v'ne iklin l'vei rabba bar of Nachman. Aitel akame t'lat savit t'chai. Amalu, wow, you must have known I was coming. Mi'ave yadite datin, I'm like, mi'adif talamina, dechtive karata le Shabbat onek. Adachi, ashkacha hu kavda davi basampuna de bli adama. Amalu, what's going on over here with you guys? Am I avdito achi? Amalu, so what are we supposed to do? Amalu, kir ushti ve'ere v'chitucha latachat. Vani mi'le kavda, but the tchol is shumna b'yam, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because dam is mishak sharik, even though the kaved may keep going. But kachli ilu bisra is awesome. My time, chalav is sticky. Rav Dimim Narda matne ipcha. Kachli ilu bisra shori. My time, chalav shchuta is always the rabbanon. But kavde ilu bisra is awesome because it's a shaykh to start off with dam that's the right. Dorash Mare Mahilchata, Ben Kavda, Ben Kachla, Tute Bisr Shori, Iloy Bisr Diavad in Lechatchilalo. Ravashi Iklalave Romi Bar Abba Chamua, Chazi Levreda Romi Bar Abba, the Kashapit Kavda Iloy Bisra. Omar, wech, it's Banyak. Kama Yoyer Amirabonin, Amy Domer Abonin Diavad, Lechatchilami Omar, the e ika beidugi, pisra ilui kavda would also be aser. Why is that? Why should not be dama the bisra? Because dama the bisra shachan, and therefore you can use the upper part, but dama the kavda is coffee. Amr Reb Nachman Amr Shmuel sakin sheshachat ba asur lachtoch baroteach tzonei Amr Leboy hadocha for the tzonei the way Rashi learns Amr Leboy hadocha Amr if you don't Amr Shmuel ki ara shemalach ba basar asur lecho baroteach Shmuel atayme Amr Shmuel maliach areyu ki roteach vekavush areyu ki mevushal ki ata ravin Amr Reb Yochanan ne maliach ino ki roteach is obviously in error. The Malach Beit Bisra, the Tavre. Why do you think it was Tavre? Michte Rabami Tamed Rabbi Yochanan Avi. My time at Tavre, Lami Shum de Shmiele Minei de Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Maliach Arei Okirotea. Yotiv Rav Kana Chud Rav Yudah Kamed Ravuna. Yotiv Kama Kara Shemalach Bo Basar Asur Lachol Bo Rotea. But it's known shechatachol b'sakin mutar lechlo b'kuta. My time, huh? Om Rabbi, I etera bala v'aisur bala. I'm like, what kind of sfar is that? Ki bala etera. What's the difference? My avi, sof, it's a etera that's going to become aser as basa b'cholav. So he's going to end up eating iser. Elo amar Rava, it just means in practical terms that the tznon is efshel mitame. And hi, the dam, how are you going to taste it? I'm like, popular rubber, what do you mean? Why not? Will they tell me, kapila armo? Milo tnad kidira should be shabba basar lo yavasha bachalav, the im bishel, but not in tam. Bishabba truma lo yavasha bachulin, the im bishel, but not in tam. And we made a big fuss over there. I mean, bishle batruma. Toim lakoi, el basa bachalav. Man toim la, the amalan litame kapila. Hakinami, litame kapila. Hakinami, kemina ana echadaleka kapila. Itma, dagim shalu bikara, ravamar asur lechlon bekutach, ushmulamar mutar lechlon bekutach. Ravamar asur notentamu, ushmulamar mutar, it's notentam bar notentam. Vaha, the rav, la, beferish itmar, umiklole itmar. The rav. Here. Ikla Laveir Shimi Barchia Barbare Chashbe enough of the late Shaifa Bitsa Batahi Ramale Bishula Begava Timely Time of the Shaifa Omar Whoa Yoiv Time of Kulehai Velohi Shani Atam the Nafish Mirora Tve Rabbi Elazar Avikoim Kamidamar Shmu Aitele Kamei Dagim Shalubi Karavikocha Bekutach Yoiv Levelocha Omar Lei Ha Lorabcha Yivele v'achal, v'at lo achalta. Ata kami d'rav, amar le, hada be'mar mishmaitate. Amar le, I don't believe it. Chas v'lezari d'abba baraba, delis v'le mide delo sfiroli. Ruvun of Rebchia Barashi, have a yat v'chad b'hai gisa d'mar v'desura, v'chad b'hai gisa d'mar v'desura. So lamar ati le dogim shalu b'kara v'ocha b'kutach, lamar ati le te'inim v'anovim b'tocha z'ode v'ocha v'lo borech. Mar omale lachavre yasma, avad rabcha achi. Mar omale lachavre yasma, avad rabcha achi. And mar omale lachavre anakishvul svirali. Mar omale lachavre anakribchia svirali. The tani rabichia pot poterat kol minei machal. The yain poterat kol minei mashkin.